USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Outside the courtroom this afternoon, Trump also accused the judge of not understanding basic real estate dealings. He then called New York Attorney General Letitia James a disgrace to our country. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues. General Motors recently laid off about 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. In response, GM President Mary Barra criticized UAW, stating it's clear there is no real intent to reach an agreement. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech.
According to the survey conducted by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the University of Chicago Forum for Free Inquiry and Expression, 47% of adults believe liberals have a high degree of freedom to express their views on campuses, while only 20% think the same for conservatives. Republicans perceive a stronger bias against conservatives, but Democrats also acknowledge a difference. About 4 in 10 Democrats believe liberals can freely express their views on campus, compared to about 3 in 10 who think the same for conservatives. I'm John Schaefer.
Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. The federal government is conducting this test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The former will alert all radios and TVs, while the latter will reach cell phones. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are getting ready to go on strike. Unions representing the workers notified the company more than a week ago that they could launch a three-day strike this Wednesday. It would be the biggest healthcare strike in U.S. history, affecting hospitals and clinics in California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Toys R Us is slated to open some 24 new brick-and-mortar shops as soon as early next year. Parent company WHP Global announced its new air, land, and sea expansion for the stores, which will include some 24 traditional flagship shops in major cities. In addition, the once-troubled company also plans to kick off holiday launches at airports and on cruise ships. Mariah Carey says she's going out on a Christmas tour. And we'll head out on the tour this holiday season. The singer announced the Merry Christmas One and All Tour will visit 13 cities. It'll kick off on November 15th in Highland, California, before making stops in other cities, including Los Angeles, Detroit, Boston, and New York City. Apple is reporting considering locking in the streaming rights for Formula One racing and paying a big price for it. According to Business F1 magazine, the tech giant would pay $2 billion, twice the current global TV price tag, for the rights that are split up among several broadcast outlets around the world. Apple has yet to confirm the report. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.